You're listening to Awakened to Deliver, a podcast from Awakened Bible Ministries, created to inspire believers to wake up to God's truth and live boldly for Christ. Your host, Jeff Fish, is the founder of Awakened Bible Ministries and a passionate teacher of God's Word. Jeff's heart is to see the church awakened, walking in truth and holiness, and living in the power of God that brings freedom, deliverance, and revival found only in Jesus Christ. This week, we begin a brand new series on the third person of the Trinity, God the Holy Spirit. Who is the Spirit? How does He work in our lives? And why is it essential to know Him as more than just a concept or a force? Our key verses come from John chapter 14, verses 16 and 17, where Jesus promised, "I will ask the Father, and He will give you another Helper, so that He may be with you forever. The Helper is the Spirit of truth, whom the world cannot receive, because it does not see Him or know Him, but you know Him because He remains with you and will be in you." And now, let's join Jeff for today's message.
Hello, everyone, and welcome back to another week of Awaken to Deliver. We have walked through the Father. We have walked through the Son. And now we come to the person of the Holy Spirit. And I want to say this clearly from the very beginning. The Holy Spirit is not an it. He is not a vague energy or a mystical fog or even a divine force. He is God. He is a person. He is the third person of the Trinity, co-equal, co-eternal, and fully divine. If you only see the Holy Spirit as a power, you will spend your life trying to get more of Him. But if you see Him as a person, your focus shifts to letting Him have more of you. In John chapter 14, Jesus promised His disciples that when He left, the Father would send another Helper. That word "another" in the Greek is allos, which means another of the same kind. In other words, Jesus was telling His disciples, "I am leaving, but the one who is coming will be just like me, fully God, fully trustworthy, fully faithful." This Helper is the Holy Spirit. Jesus calls Him the Spirit of truth. He says that the world cannot receive Him because it neither sees Him nor knows Him. But the promise to every believer is that the Spirit will dwell with you and be in you. That means that the Spirit is not distant. He is present. He is not abstract. He is intimate. He is not temporary. He is forever. So let's take a step back and see the Spirit revealed across Scripture. So let's start in Genesis chapter 1, verse 2, at the dawn of creation. "The earth was formless and desolate emptiness, and darkness was over the surface of the deep. And the Spirit of God was hovering over the surface of the waters." Before man was even formed, the Spirit was moving. He was not created. He is eternal, present with the Father and the Son before time began. In Job chapter 33, verse 4, Elihu declares, "The Spirit of God has made me, and the breath of the Almighty gives me life." The Spirit is the breath of God, the giver of life itself. In the Old Testament, the Spirit came upon individuals for specific tasks, empowering Samson with strength, filling Bezalel with skill to craft the tabernacle, coming upon prophets to declare the word of the Lord. But that empowering was often temporary and selective. Then comes the promise in Joel chapter 2, verse 28. "It will come about after that, that I will pour out my Spirit on all mankind, and your sons and your daughters will prophesy. Your old men will dream dreams, and your young men will see visions." This was a foreshadowing of Pentecost, when the Spirit would be poured out not just on prophets or kings, but on all believers. When Jesus walked on the earth, he made the Spirit's role clear. In John chapter 14, he calls him the Helper, the Parakletos in Greek, meaning advocate, counselor, comforter, one who comes alongside. In John chapter 16, verse 13, Jesus says, "But when he, the Spirit of truth, comes, he will guide you into all the truth. For he will not speak on his own, but whatever he hears, he will speak, and he will disclose to you what is to come." Notice again, the Spirit is he, not it. He guides, he speaks, he hears, and he reveals. Those are the actions of a person, not an impersonal energy. The Spirit is also called the Holy Spirit. That means his nature is set apart, pure, righteous, and divine. His work is to glorify Christ, to convict the world of sin, and to sanctify the believer. One of the greatest dangers in the church today is treating the Spirit like an accessory rather than God himself. People want just enough of the Spirit to feel inspired, but not enough to be transformed. They want a taste of his gifts, but resist his holiness. But the truth is this: without the Spirit, there is no Christian life. Romans chapter 8, verse 9 says, "However, you are not in the flesh, but in the Spirit, if indeed the Spirit of God dwells in you. But if anyone does not have the Spirit of Christ, he does not belong to him." That means the Spirit is not optional. He is essential. To be a Christian is to have the Spirit dwelling within you. Now, let's also clear up a few misconceptions. Some people picture God the Father as harsh and distant, Jesus as loving and merciful, and the Holy Spirit as mysterious and unpredictable. But that's just not biblical. The Father is loving, the Son is loving, and the Spirit is loving. The Father is holy, the Son is holy, and the Spirit is holy. The three persons are distinct, but they share the same essence. That means that the Spirit is not the soft side of God, nor is he a lesser person in the Trinity. He is fully God, eternal, omnipotent, omniscient, and omnipresent. Psalm chapter 139, verses 7 through 8 says, "Where can I go from your Spirit? Or where can I flee from your presence? If I ascend to heaven, you are there. If I make my bed in Sheol, behold, you are there." The Spirit is everywhere. He is not bound by space or time. He fills heaven and earth with his presence. Now let's take a moment to talk about the Spirit's roles in your life personally. First, the Spirit is your comforter. In seasons of grief, pain, or confusion, he is the one who comes alongside to strengthen you. He doesn't just give you peace. He is your peace. Second, the Spirit is your teacher. Jesus said in John chapter 14, verse 26, "But the Helper, the Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send in my name, he will teach you all things and remind you of all that I have said to you." Every time you open your Bible and a verse leaps off the page, every time conviction pierces your heart, every time the Word comes alive, that is the Spirit teaching you. Third, the Spirit is your advocate. He intercedes for you when you don't know how to pray. Romans chapter 8, verse 26 says, "Now in the same way, the Spirit also helps our weakness. For we do not know what to pray for as we should, but the Spirit himself intercedes for us with groanings too deep for words." Fourth, the Spirit is your sanctifier. He transforms you daily to look more like Christ. Galatians chapter 5, verse 16 tells us, "But I say, walk by the Spirit, and you will not carry out the desire of the flesh." The Spirit empowers you to put sin to death and bear the fruit of righteousness. When we reduce the Holy Spirit to an abstract concept, we miss the glory of walking with God himself every day. The Spirit is not waiting in heaven for the end of time to act. He is active in your life now. He convicts you, confronts you, leads you, strengthens you, and fills you. He points you to Jesus. He glorifies the Father and equips you for the mission of God. And that's why the enemy fights so hard to bring confusion about the Spirit. If Satan can convince you that the Spirit is just a force, you'll never learn to walk in relationship with him. If he can make you afraid of the Spirit, you'll keep him at arm's length instead of surrendering fully. If he can distract the church with counterfeits, we'll settle for hype instead of true holiness. But if you know who the Spirit really is, you'll never settle for less than his fullness. So let me ask you this today. Do you know the Spirit as a person? Do you talk with him, listen to him, walk with him? Or have you treated him like an impersonal energy that you occasionally feel in a service? If you are in Christ, the Spirit dwells in you. He is closer than your next breath. The same Spirit who hovered over the waters, who filled the prophets, who raised Jesus from the dead, now lives inside of you. Romans chapter 8, verse 11 says, "But if the Spirit of him who raised Jesus from the dead dwells in you, he who raised Christ Jesus from the dead will also give life to your mortal bodies through his Spirit who dwells in you." The Spirit who raised Jesus is the same Spirit who empowers you. Now, as we begin this week on the Holy Spirit, let's commit ourselves to knowing him more. Not just knowing about him, but knowing him. Yielding to him, walking with him, and depending on him. The Spirit is not distant. He is not abstract. He is God in you, with you, and upon you. Tomorrow, we are going to see the Spirit's role in creation and Scripture. From Genesis to Revelation, he is not absent. He is active, breathing life, guiding prophets, inspiring Scripture, and revealing truth. You will not want to miss this week. So until next time, stay faithful, stay bold, and remember that you too have been awakened to deliver.
Thank you for listening to Awakened to Deliver. We pray today's message has encouraged and equipped you in your walk with Christ. If this podcast has blessed you, please consider leaving a rating and review. It helps others discover this message of faith and encouragement. To stay connected and explore more content from Awakened Bible Ministries, visit the link tree in the podcast description. Awakened to Deliver is entirely listener supported. If you feel led to partner with this ministry, you can make a one-time donation or become a monthly supporter through the links in our link tree. For our international listeners, we now offer a safe and secure giving option through DonorBox. Your support helps spread the gospel of Jesus Christ. Join us tomorrow as we continue diving into God's Word together.